When jazz saxophonist James Carter came along in the late 1980s, he was so obviously talented and so versatile, he was hired by two trumpeters who agreed about little else, Wynton Marsalis and Lester Bowie. Then came Carter's knockout solo release, JC on the Set, so good it was hard to top. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Carter's new CD shows he's still got the gift.
James Carter has always been something of a hot dog and a boaster. He radiates a joyful exhibitionism more common to top trumpeters than saxophonists. Carter doesn't just play one horn well enough to make your ears pop. He made his initial rep as a tenor saxophonist, but these days he's even more acclaimed for his baritone. Fair enough. With a bigger horn, he can crank it up even more. Some folks gripe James Carter goes too far, that he clubs you over the head with his power chops. Carter's flashy, but he's not shallow. His bag of saxophone tricks pulls in influences from vaudeville novelties to the avant-garde. And he learned a lot from swing and bebop masters about how to shape a statement and navigate through fast-moving chord changes. This music's from James Carter's new album, Present Tense, a good showcase for his prodigious talents, abetted by guitarist Rodney Jones, trumpeter Dwight Adams, pianist Dede Jackson, and bass and drum champs James Genus and Victor Lewis. Not content to blow you away on tenor and baritone, Carter also plays soprano sax, not too whiny, and sweet bass clarinet, as on this salute to 60s hero Eric Dolphy. Even there, Carter eventually erupts from tender balladeer into fire breather. He also plays flute, a tricky instrument for the non-specialist. But here again he hits the mark, avoids that faint, insubstantial tone part-time flutists often get. Flute also allows for a frothy change of pace, Dodo's Bounce by bebop pianist Dodo Marmarosa. On his CD Present Tense, James Carter switches up styles too. There are ballads, blues, a bossa nova, and a hip-hop-inflected version of 1949's Song of Delilah. Some musicians make albums where they check off different styles to verify their jazz credentials. With Carter, it's about his voracious appetites as a player and a listener. He wants to devour it all.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Present Tense, the new CD by James Carter.